There's two things that they say you can't escape, and that's death and taxes. So as you'll see as my thing is loading, the title of this talk is Can't Escape Taxes. Somebody, in thinking about how to ensure that we know at this Massachusetts state government knows who has health insurance, who doesn't, came up with the handy idea of our solution is let's use the state income tax return to find out who actually has health insurance. I don't believe I have anything that I need to disclose, although I have to admit that at my prior presentation on Monday, I realized halfway through that I did. Chapter 58 is what we commonly call Massachusetts health reform legislation. That's where the health insurance requirement was encoded into state law. The requirement that I'm talking about here is very specifically the tax return system in order to find out who has and who does not have health insurance. It's a punitive approach to insurance and compliance. It says that if you do not have health insurance, you will pay a tax penalty on this. That punitive approach is a similar type of approach to welfare reform, which essentially punishes people to get off of welfare reform. That's how I got into all of this community organizing and policy work, was through welfare reform. I was actually asking Brian Rossman of Healthcare for All last week, right before I left, who dreamed up that tax return angle? And Brian wasn't certain, and Lindsay, I don't think you were certain either, who actually came up with the tax return angle, but that's what we're looking at here. So that in 2007, last year, the Massachusetts Department of Revenue, which is in charge of doing this Massachusetts state income tax return, launched Schedule HC, Schedule Health Care in your Massachusetts tax return packet. It's a new component that tracks the taxpayer's receipt. Do you have or do you not have health insurance? It asked this new question in three additional pages to what is normally a two-page state income tax return. Did you have health insurance? This is what it asked in last year's tax return. Did you have health insurance by December 31st of 2007? This past tax year, the tax returns that we filled out this past winter for last year's income, there was a first-time penalty of $219. If Massachusetts residents over the age of 18 did not have health insurance. That penalty goes up in later years, including this year. The penalty does allow for religious exemptions, such as, excuse me, it's against my religion to seek Western medical help. It also has about a half-page section last year in last year's tax return for hardship appeals, essentially saying, you know, this buying, purchasing, getting health insurance is a hardship to me for a variety of reasons. The plan has been, and sort of worked, that each insurance company, private insurance company, would send out to its private insurees, I guess is the people who have private insurance, send out a 1099 HC. Remember those W-2 forms, 1099 forms, which your employer sends out saying you earned this amount of money last year? The insurance company was to send out to people a, this is your insurance as of December 31st this past year that you're supposed to keep and use when you're filling out your state tax return. I'm a founding member, along with a number of others in Boston, of the Earned Income Tax Credit Tax Coalition. We are actually IRS-supported, IRS-helped, not funded in any way, shape, or form at this point, though we hope for some grants eventually. We are VITA programs, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Sites. We do free tax preparation, have been doing this in Boston since 2001 to help low-income taxpayers basically get their taxes done, both their federal and, key to this, state income taxes, done without having to pay any fees to H&R Block, etc. This past winter, we had 24 sites. We did actually 11,881 tax returns. And something that always astounds us, and you can see why my agency is an anti-poverty agency, has actually 14 tax sites across Boston. The entire coalition returned $16,769,574 to the residents of Massachusetts. Separate sort of rant, this is really one of the best ways to help people escape poverty, is through the Earned Income Tax Credit and stuff. And 2 Aprils ago, when Jennifer Chow of Healthcare for All was doing a presentation that I was hosting, I do all sorts of stuff at ABCD, I was hosting a, so what's going on with Massachusetts health reform? What's it going to be like? She did a presentation, and she said, you know, people will be showing whether or not they have health insurance through their state income tax return. And I realized really quickly that the tax coalition had to address Schedule HC in a serious way. We wanted to find out this year, amongst other things, how many people were actually insured. And as the coalition, and as I was putting together this paper proposal in early February, we had assumed that tax-wise, the IRS provided free tax software, that tax-wise would give us the aggregate data for all of our, you know, 12,000 or so returns on the new Schedule HC, just like they'd done for the past 7 years, and all of our tax return data. Well, we found out this June that they didn't keep this unique state data. They didn't keep the Schedule HC data the way they do the other stuff. So we turned to our client surveys that we also do. We attempt to get all of our tax clients to fill out a survey. And we had asked on the survey, how do you and or your family pay for health care? With the answers of, you know, I have private health insurance, I have Commonwealth Choice, that's the unsubsidized state insurance, I have Commonwealth Care, where the state cares and subsidizes you, I have Medicare, I have MassHealth, that's the Medicaid, I don't have insurance, we pay cash. Free care, what is now known with health reform as the health safety net, is a state-run pool that is not health insurance under Massachusetts health reform. Many low-income people, very low-income people, get so-called free care, and they're convinced it is health insurance. It's not for the tax purposes. We found, to our immense surprise, that most everybody coming through our low-income tax clinics had health insurance, thank God, because we were terrified about how we were going to handle all of this. Out of the close to 5,000 surveyed, 92% had health insurance. This is compared to the folks surveyed last year, and that was basically 82% had health insurance, a dramatic change in 1 year. Here's just some of the stats. 3 years ago, and when it says 2006, remember that this is talking about tax return stuff. 22% were uninsured who were coming through our clinics in Boston. Year before that, it was basically 20% were uninsured, and this past winter when we're asking people, do you have health insurance, it was 7.7% uninsured, this huge dramatic drop. We're thrilled. And that, by the way, the lack of insurance includes the people who also had what they called free care. You can see here in this the types of insurance that people were telling us they had. These are primarily low-income people, households below $40,000 of income. 23% had private, 12% had the Commonwealth Care state subsidized insurance, 41% had MassHealth, that's Medicaid. You can see that this is a very much a low-income audience coming through. 5.5% said, oh, we have free care, and you have to tell them, that's not insurance, guys, it isn't. Commonwealth Choice, small number, had that. Medicare, that's the seniors primarily, and our disabled population, 13%. The no insurance, the people who didn't have free care, the people who had did not have free care or any other type of coverage, was 2.3%. This is a messy chart, my apologies, and I think I actually didn't get the entirety of it, but you can just see some numbers for those below the adjusted gross income, below $20,000, 56 people or 2.1% had no insurance. Below between $20,000 and $40,000. Again, about 2.2% had no insurance. This doesn't count the free care. And over 40,000, there's only three people who did the survey. And I did that, and it's like about 2% or so. What we didn't find out from our survey was that how many people had done exemptions or appeals. But the state reports that out of 168,000 folks in Massachusetts last year on their tax returns who did not have insurance, only 6,000 said, I wish to appeal the penalty you're trying to charge me. 5,000 didn't even need to appeal because they had low income and would automatically get waived. Astoundingly, and we found this in our tax sites too, 86,000 folks statewide, a heck of a lot on our tax site, just said, you know, I'll take the hit. It's only a $219 penalty. We don't know what's happening to the appeals. We're still trying to get this info from the state. It's a very complex determination process. I'm not certain the state has actually ruled firmly on the appeals yet or not. It's the middle of July, still hadn't been ruled on. And there are, by law, penalties and interest accruing to anybody who appealed. They got their $219. They received that money. If they have to pay it back to the state, they're going to have to pay it on with penalties and interest. Do tax returns work to find out who's insured? Yeah. They actually find out who is insured very well. Do they capture who's uninsured? I strongly suspect not. Those uninsured are those who are likely also with unstable employment and not reporting their earnings. This is especially immigrants. Our hipsters, our health insurance professionals from Healthcare for All and others who were at, our outreach workers who were at a number of our tax sites helping people enroll if they didn't have insurance, also said, yeah, it's immigrants a lot. Do note that we don't track immigration status on our surveys. We don't want to know who's undocumented. This tax year, there's people are eligible for the penalty. Even when they're doing last year's tax return, their clock was ticking on the penalty for this year. And it can go up to $912 this year. It is also much more complex to calculate this year. The penalty will vary depending on your two-month gaps of when you've been uninsured or not, and also how much income you make. And this is going to be hell for our tax sites. This data, I'm not going to go through so much. We literally got, the day before I flew out here, through the MTF training forum email system, I got the draft Department of Revenue Schedule HC for this year. It asks all sorts of questions. This is a synopsis that I spent a bunch of time in the preparer room yesterday doing. One of the most complex things is, you know, if you don't qualify for the religious exemption, do you wish to appeal, yes or no? Does your employer offer coverage? Give us this details. Put in your special number, insurance number if you do have insurance. And at the bottom, if you absolutely have not insurance and don't have a decent, according to the state, excuse for it, do check the months that you did have insurance. And people have to go in the draft form and basically say, I had it for January, I didn't have it for February or March, I had it for April, and that's going to just be really difficult for people coming through our tax sites to actually be able to remember. And most of them do not have those 1099 HCs with them. We realized we did have the responsibility to provide insurance options to uninsured at our tax sites. Our coalition sites had a choice of using the virtual gateway system, as my organization did, or having outreach workers come to the tax sites, as many others did, to help enroll people. It was really hard to find out who they were working with, no matter which option was chosen. So, do tax returns work to track health insurance status? Yes, if you want to find out who's insured and reach those. At least last year, with a simple penalty of just $219 if you weren't insured by the end of the year, it was little extra work, and most people actually already knew of the tax mandate and the penalty. If they doesn't work, if you wish to find out who's uninsured, and I would also add it doesn't work if you believe that penalizing people is unfair. Next year, well, last year was simple, next year is going to be more complex, and people can apply for an exemption through the tax return or separately through a state certificate, which basically 200 across the state did last year. Every single year you've got to reapply for that exemption, and that's going to be hard for people to do. So are VITA sites good place to find who's who's uninsured and enroll them. Yeah, you know, we had a little bit higher uninsured rate than the rest of the state. It's as good as any place. But really, the uninsured are not clustered in any one place. But our outreach workers who have been doing this, they said they want to return. Should you try this at home? Is Massachusetts' tax mandate as a method of finding out who is insured and who is not, and penalizing those who are not, is it right for your state? That's for you to tell us.